بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. In the name of Allah, the most gracious, the most merciful, I testify that Allah is the only true God worthy of being worshipped. And I bear witness that Muhammad is Allah's slave and messenger. Alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. May Allah's salah and salam be upon the Prophet, upon his noble and pure family, upon the noble companions, and those who follow their path until the day of resurrection. Inshallah, tonight we'll resume the subject on the disliked matters in Salah, and this is part 2. We have reached point 11, the disliked matter number 11, and that was the repelling the call of nature during the Salah, repelling or resisting the urge to relieve oneself from urine and or feces during the Salah. Now, all of that is presented or was presented yesterday, and it's all recorded in the text with some of the brothers and sisters. Okay, yes, we have the pop-up. Alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. Okay, now, alhamdulillah. So the point 11 that we covered, the last point was point 11, and that was repelling the call of nature or resisting the urge to relieve oneself from urine and from feces. Now we go to the 12th matter, that is a disliked matter in the Salah, and that is for the Musalli. And when we say the Musalli, meaning the one performing the Salah. So let's have this, inshallah. Let's have this word here so that you know what it means. Musalli, meaning the one or the person who is performing the Salah. So you're going to hear me saying this word often, inshallah. Is to the disliked matter is to spit in front of himself, or to his right, or to his right. Spitting of the Musalli in front of himself, or to his right during the Salah. And the evidence of this is in the Hadith, in which the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, إن أحدكم إذا قام في صلاته فإنه يناجي ربه أو إن ربه بينه وبين القبلة. The one of you who is standing up performing the Salah is in a state of private addressing with his Rabb Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is before him and his qibla, is between him and his qibla. So let him not spit towards his qibla, but rather either on his left or under his foot. Then he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took the corner of his sheet and spat in it, and then folded it together, and then said, أَوْ يَفْعَلُ هَكَذَا, or let him do as such, meaning as he did sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is one piece of evidence. The other evidence is in the hadith reported by Abi Hurairah and Abi Sa'id, may Allah be pleased upon both of them, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw an expectoration on the wall of the masjid. فَتَنَاوَلَ حَصَاطًا فَحَكَّهَا. So he scraped it off with a pebble. Then he said, صلى الله عليه وسلم, if any one of you spits then let him not do so in front of his own face, in front of his face, neither to his right, but rather to his left or under his foot. And this is an agreed upon hadith. Also, the one that I said earlier is an agreed upon hadith. Also, in another hadith which came in Sahih al-Bukhari, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, if any one of you stands to perform salah, then let him not spit in front of him, for he is in privately speaking to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as long as in his place of prayers. And he shouldn't do so also to his right, because there is an angel to his right, and let him spit to his left or under his feet and then bury that. Imam al-Nawawi, may Allah be pleased with him, came to the conclusion that it is prohibited to spit in the direction of the Qibla and to the right generally, whether this is during the Salah or outside the state of Salah, and whether this is in the Masjid, alaykum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, or outside the Masjid, due to the general evidences. However, if the Musalli is in the mosque, then it is incumbent upon him not to spit, period, except in his sheet or in a towel or a napkin. This is due to the hadith of Anas, who said that the Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Al-buzaqu fi al-masjid khati'a wa kaffaratuha dafnuha." Spitting in the mosque is a sin, and its expiation is burying it. This is an agreed upon hadith. Also, from the hadith of Abi Dharr, may Allah be pleased with him, from the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, he sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "عُرِضَتْ عَلَيَّ أَعْمَالُ أُمَّتِي," the deeds of my ummah, good and bad, were presented before me, حَسَنُهَا وَسَيِّئُهَا, فَوَجَدْتُ فِي مَحَاسِنِ أَعْمَالِهَا الْأَذَى يُمَاطُ عَنِ الطَّرِيقِ, and I found the removable of something harmful from the road among their good deeds. ووجدت في مساوئ أعمالها النخاعة تكون في المسجد ولا تدفن, and that the sputum mucus left unburied in the mosque is among their evil deeds. And this is reported in Sahih Muslim. So this is regarding the spitting, and that is, it is a disliked matter in Salah, and if it is to be done, it must be done to the left of the person in Salah, to the left of the Musalli, and to be put in a sheet or in a towel or a napkin or underneath his feet, and that to be buried. The 13th disliked matter is to tucking up the hair or the garment during the prayer. Tucking up the hair or the garment during the prayer. Due to the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who said, "أمرت أن أسجد على سبعة أعظم ولا أكف ثوبا ولا شعرا." I have been ordered or commanded to prostrate on 7 bones and not to tuck up the hair or garment during the prayer. So this is the 13th disliked matter. The 14th matter is not to plait the hair during the salah, not to plait the hair, alaykum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. The 14th dislike matter is not to plait the hair during the salah. And this is referenced on the hadith of Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, may Allah be pleased with him and his father, who said that he saw Abdullah ibn al-Harith, one of the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his name is Abdullah ibn al-Harith, he saw him making salah, and his hair plaited behind him. So he saw the hair plaited behind his back, or his head rather, and so Ibn Abbas stood up and unfolded it. So after he left, he came to Ibn Abbas, meaning Abdullah ibn Harith, came to Ibn Abbas, and he told him, مَا لَكَ وَرَأْسِي مَا لَكَ وَرَأْسِي, why did you touch my head? فَقَالَ إِنِّي سَمِعْتُ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ يَقُولْ, I have heard the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم saying, إِنَّمَا مَثَلُ هَذَا مَثَلُ الَّذِي يُصَلِّي وَهُوَ مَكْتُوفٌ, the man who observes prayer with plaited hair is like one who prays with his hands tied up. This is reported in Sahih Muslim. Also in another narration reported by Abu Dawood and At-Tirmidhi, and At-Tirmidhi declared it Hasan, good hadith, he also said that this is the saddle of the devil, that this is the saddle of the devil, where the devil sits, meaning where the devil sits, referring to the moths in the hair, referring to the moths in the hair. The scholars commented on this hadith by saying, if the hair is loose, man would be rewarded for the prostration of the hair. It would fall on the ground in sujood. Also, Al-Imam al-Shawkani rahimahullah and others further added that it would seem that this prohibition or this instruction is limited to men but not to women. The 15th disliked matter. The 15th disliked matter is not to place the hands on the mouth, neither trailing of the garment, neither trailing of the garment, meaning during the prayers. This is due to the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which Abi Hurairah, may Allah be pleased with him, reported, saying that the Messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, prohibited, and he used the following word, prohibited as-sadl, prohibited as-sadl during salah, and that one places his hands أن يغطي الرجل فاه, and what, no, I'm sorry, and that one covers his face, his mouth rather. And what is as-sadl? It's referring to generally as trailing of the garment, but it has different facets to it. Number one form of this is to wrap oneself with garment, with the garment, and to place the hands underneath or inside, leaving the sleeves hanging. The second aspect of it is to place the cloth on the head from the middle and let its both ends loose on left and right side without covering the shoulders with them. These are two famous meanings of as-sadl. Yes, exactly. I'm going over it now. The Prophet ﷺ prohibited as-sadl in salah, which is the trailing of the garment, in the two aspects that I explained. As-sadl, the two famous meanings of as-sadl is, the first one is not to wrap oneself with the garment and then place one's hand inside, leaving the sleeves hanging. This is one form of sadl. The second aspect of it is not to place the garment or the cloth on the head from the middle and then let its both ends loose on left and the right side without covering the shoulders with them. These are the two forms of sadl, the two famous forms of sadl. And also he, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, prohibited that one covers his mouth in salah. This is number 15. Number 16, it is disliked to fix a place for the musalli, a continuous place for himself in salah, with the exception of the imam, of course. The imam is known, his place is known. So the 16th point is not to fix a place for oneself and to continuously pray in that place. This is due to the hadith of Abdul Hamid bin Salama from his father, that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, he sallallahu alaihi wasallam forbade نقرة الغراب, to peck like a crow, meaning in salah, during salah. And this refers to being hastily or hurriedly performing the prayers. He described it, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as naqrat al-ghurab, the peck, to peck like a crow. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam forbade naqrat al-ghurab, to peck like a crow in salah, which refers to hurriedly doing the prayers and the movements, or hastily doing that. Also, in the same hadith, as well as not to spread the form arms like a wild beast. Not to spread the forearms like a wild beast. And the third one, and this is the point of evidence, not to fix a place in the mosque like a camel which fixes its place. So this is the point, not to fix a place for salah continuously. The 17th dislike matter is leaning on one's hand while sitting in salah. Leaning on one's hand while sitting in salah. The evidence is in the hadith of Ibn Umar. May Allah be pleased with him and his father, who said that نَهَى رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ أَنْ يَجْلِسَ الرَّجُلُ فِي الصَّلَاةِ وَهُوَ مُعْتَمِدٌ عَلَى يَدِهِ. The Prophet ﷺ forbade for the person, that a person, prohibited that a person sits during the salah on his hand while he is leaning on his hand, meaning during the salah. And this is reported in Sunan Abi Dawood, and Al-Shaykh Al-Albani rahimahullah authenticated it in Sahih Sunan Abi Dawood. The 18th dislike matter is yawning in salah, yawning. YWAIWNING, yawning. And this is due to the hadith of Abi Hurairah, may Allah be pleased with him, that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, التثاؤب من الشيطان, yawning is from shaitan, from the devil. عليكم السلام ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. فإذا تثاءب أحدكم فليقضم مستطاع. If anyone of you yawns, then let him suppress or restrain that to the best of his ability. Let him suppress or restrain that to the best of his ability. Also to the hadith reported by Abu Sa'id al-Khudari, may Allah be pleased with him, who said that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِذَا تَثَاءَبَ أَحَدُكُمْ فَلْيَمْسِكْ بِيَدِهِ عَلَى فِيهِ فَإِنَّ الشَّيْطَانَ يَدْخُلُ. If anyone of you yawns, then let him restrain it with the help of his hand, since it is Satan that enters therein. So if one yawns, he should try to restrain and suppress that and put his hand on his mouth. The 19th, disliked matter. Bowing before joining the rows. This is due to the hadith of Abi Bakra, may Allah be pleased with him, who said that he came to the Salah while the Prophet ﷺ was leading it, and he was in a state of bowing in ruku'. So he immediately made ruku' before he reached the row, and then he mentioned that to the Prophet ﷺ. Then the Prophet ﷺ told him, زادك الله حرصا ولا تعد. May Allah increase your love for the good, but don't repeat it again. The 20th disliked matter, bowing before reaching the row. The 20th disliked matter is avoiding salah in the masjid for those who eat uncooked garlic, onions, and leek. L-E-E-K. That's right. So avoiding the prayers in the mosque for those who eat uncooked garlic, onion, and leek. This is in light of the hadith reported by Jabir bin Abdullah, may Allah be pleased with him and his father, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, من أكل ثوما أو بصلا فليعتزلنا أو ليعتزل مسجدنا وليقعد في بيته. Anyone who ate garlic or onions, then let him keep away from us or keep away from our mosque and stay at home. And in a narration reported by Muslim, he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, فَإِنَّ الْمَلَائِكَةَ تَتَأَذَّى مِمَّا يَتَأَذَّى مِنْهُ الْإِنْسِ. It is because the angels are harmed by the same things as men. In another narration by Muslim, من أكل البصل والثوم والكراث فلا يقربن مسجدنا فإن الملائكة تتأذى مما يتأذى منه بنو آدم. Anyone who eats onions, garlic, or leek, then he shouldn't come near to our mosque, because the angels are harmed by the same things as the children of Adam. the 21st, this like matter is performing optional prayer while struggling with sleep. Performing optional prayer while struggling with sleep. It is due to the hadith reported by Aisha, may Allah be pleased with her, that the Prophet ﷺ said, if any one of you becomes sleepy during the salah, then let him sleep, so that sleep goes away. فَإِنَّ أَحَدَكُمْ إِذَا صَلَّى وَهُوَ نَعِسٌ. It is because any one of you who performs the salah while being sleepy, it may be that he will seek forgiveness from Allah, but instead he may curse or insult himself. And also due to the hadith of Abi Huraira, if any one of you stands up from the night to perform the night prayers, and then فَاسْتَعْجَمَ الْقُرْآنِ, then the Quranic recitation becomes difficult on him, on his tongue, فَلَمْ يَدْرِ مَا يَقُولُ, and then he doesn't know as a result what he says, then let him go and lay down. So these are the some of the disliked matters in the prayers. These are some of the disliked matters in the prayers. And then after this, inshallah, we'll take a short break now. And after that, we come to the mollifying actions of salah. Actions that mollify the salah. And these are eight. And these are eight mollifiers. Inshallah, we'll go over them after a short break.